For the Drug Truth Network, it's 420 Drug War News.
And now for another black perspective on the drug war. Down in the poor part of town, there's a couple who comes by to visit from time to time. And when they come, they throw a sort of party for you and your friends and neighbors. They show you all sorts of useful products, from baby formula and disposable diapers to music CDs and cookware, all at fantastically low prices. No, they don't represent Mary Kay or Avon. This enterprising couple is addicted to crack cocaine, and they represent Scamway. Scamway prices can't be beat, because you only pay what you can afford. And the selection is beyond compare. In fact, if they don't have exactly what you're looking for, just tell them what you want, and they'll have it for you the very next day. How's that for service? All their goods are, of course, stolen. Right off the shelves, delivery trucks, and loading docks of the stores in your area. This couple, like thousands of others, sells just enough goods to support their coke habit. But how much is that? For the two of them, let's assume a modest habit of, say, $1,000 a week. Since they sell their merchandise at mere pennies on the dollar, they have to steal items worth $10,000 to $20,000. And they do it every week. Week after week. Nearly $1 million a year. Quite a crime wave for one couple. Now, the cops can't arrest this black market away, and their poor, struggling customers are not eager to turn them in. But wait, the drugs that they want to buy with this money, they're buying at prohibition prices. What if the government were to end prohibition and make cocaine available at cost? Why, their $1,000 a week habit would cost them only about $20. Even if they had to steal that, area businesses would have reduced their inventory losses by 99.9%. And in the end, aren't these inventory losses paid for by you and I every time we shop? Yes, friends, ending drug prohibition not only reduces crime, but it lowers prices too. So remember to ask for it next time you're shopping for a politician or representative. For the Drug Truth Network, this is Phil Jackson.
Please be sure to join us on this week's Cultural Baggage Show, when our guest will be Judge Arthur Barnett and treatment provider Vincent Hayden. They'll discuss last week's National African American Drug Policy Coalition Convention in Washington, D.C. The NAADPC is a coalition of preeminent African American professional organizations united to promote drug policies and laws that embrace the public health nature of drug abuse and provide a more effective and humane approach to address the chronic societal problem of drug abuse. Their website, naapc.org. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.